Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Entrepreneurs and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary, and we're doing it with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, an original founding member. All but a couple of the guests this week, folks, are original founding members. They were with us in the first year that we're on the show, and yet they keep coming back. That's what's so amazing, isn't it? And they're also smart. Eva Rosenberg, you know what a brilliant person she is. No chopped liver, Eva. I tell my audience, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience.
And that's because you have galactic reach.
I have a galactic. That's exactly right. Don't forget my galactic reach. Taxmama.com, that's Eva's website. Eva, what else we need to know? The record keeping is going to change, right?
Well, record keeping is super important. And if you look at all of the disasters we've had lately with people's homes and records being wiped out, it's getting more and more compelling to keep information online. Please be careful with where you're putting the information. There's a lot of stuff that you can put into free sites, you know, like Google Docs or Dropbox or places
right.
like that are cool. Do not put sensitive records
right.
or things that are your copyright or trademark material because you don't own what's on those sites.
That's right. My backup is all, I pay for my backup.
Yeah, and you know what?
Professional backup organization. And they do it automatically. I create
securely,
it.
Securely? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get it securely and relatively inexpensively at places like Amazon. Do
yeah.
some shopping.
Carbonite is what I use.
Carbonite.
I recommend Carbonite, by the way, folks.
Yeah. So you've got these resources.
The reason I recommend Carbonite over Amazon is Amazon's always still, they got that try to sell you side, you know. Carbonite doesn't try to sell you anything. They're just in the business of protecting your stuff.
Well, you know what? I don't really know that much about what Amazon sells because my webmasters take care of those things.
Yeah, no, I know it, and it's probably
cool.
a firewall between all that. But you know what?
It's still
there. So that's the reason why
still
I
there.
Prefer car. Yeah, go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, Carbonite is completely separate. But
yeah.
as much as possible, find secure sites. Put everything that you can online that's important to you. Bank statements you can get from the bank anyway. It doesn't matter. But your accounting records, your purchases, your receipts, a lot of those things can be recreated from the companies if things go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose records, you can get information from your vendors. And people who are shopping, a lot of people are shopping online. And I hear them say, well, you know, I can't reconstruct it because, you know, I bought online and I don't have records. And you and I run businesses online. We know when you shop online, you get 4 or 5 emails.
Right.
Get a whole plethora of records.
That's right.
And so the information is available out there. When you're shopping someplace regularly, you have an order history. And it's not just the purchase on the credit card you need to have. You need the details. And I like to say that you can go shopping at Office Depot and spend $1,000, and none of that might be business-related
mm-hmm.
because of all of the stuff that they offer. So you need to have the receipt for whatever it is you're going to buy. But keeping records for travel, keeping records for meals, entertainment isn't
mm-hmm.
going to be deductible anymore under the new law, no matter
really?
Which one passes. No entertainment.
Wow.
Meals and travel are still going to be deductible. If you have a business,
what would be the definition of entertainment? Would taking somebody to dinner be deductible?
Well, that's a meal.
That's a meal. So taking somebody to a movie wouldn't be.
Taking someone to a concert, a lot of the high ticket items, the limos,
right.
things like that.
Is wine food?
If it's part of the meal,
okay.
If you give somebody a gift of wine.
Uh huh. Well, if I give them a gift of wine, is that deductible?
Up to $25 per person per year.
Wow, that's not much.
Yeah, gifts haven't changed in 40 or 50 years, as far
right,
as I know.
Right.
Oh, one interesting thing that's going to change. Right now, we have a deduction for charitable mileage. It's been 14 cents a mile forever because only Congress was allowed. It literally took an act of Congress to change
wow.
it. IRS will now have the power to change that number.
Huh.
So, but contributions will still be deductible,
quickly,
if you can itemize.
Is IRS going to stop imposing the Obamacare penalty?
No. Bad news, guys. None of these bills that are presented by the House or Congress have anything.
But the president's going to do
that.
He's going to fix that, I think.
No, IRS said they're imposing it for next year. No
wow.
question.
We'll see. There might be a fight. Hey, Eva, good job today. Come back soon. Thanks for 20 great years.
Happy anniversary.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. TaxMama.com. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.